Francisco Green Film Festival. I believe it's the third one, and Rachel Kaplan is the woman who makes it all possible, and I am particularly excited about the lineup this year. Just several of the films we have already had on the show in terms of speaking with the directors. So, Rachel, welcome to the Green Front.
Thanks, Betsy. Great to be on the show.
Congratulations on getting these fabulous films. Bitter 77, we spoke to the producer there. Acceptable Levels, just a couple weeks ago, talked to the director there. So you've got some good ones and just a whole bunch more. So congratulations.
Thanks, Betsy. Just continuing on from what your previous guest was saying, this is a really great chance to get out of your home, away from your iPad and your laptop and your watching films on your cell phone, and see beautiful new films on the big screen with panelists and guest filmmakers, discussions, great audiences. You know, it's a very social thing, as well as being able to see all these great new films. We've got 50 new films this year from all over the world, everything from films that local high school students have made, probably on their cell phones, to the film that won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance this year. So terrific documentaries, a great range of films, and really excited to launch tomorrow night.
One of the ones I have yet to see and looking forward to hopefully catching at the Film Fest is Trashed.
Yes, new film. Jeremy Irons takes us on a journey, a global journey, looking at the problem we have of waste and trash in our environment all over the world, and finally ending up in San Francisco, where we look at some of the great work being done here by Recology and SF Environment as we move towards zero waste.
Also a title that caught my eye, Rebels with a Cause.
Yeah, our opening night film tomorrow, San Francisco premiere, great new film from local filmmakers Nancy Kelly and Kenji Yamamoto, looking at the courageous activists who fought hard to protect the Marin Headlands and create the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Really exciting story.
And another one, Vanishing Point?
Vanishing Point, yes, up in the Arctic. Polar Eskimos in Greenland and Canada and having a really hard time. The climate change up there is affecting the ice, it's affecting their food. And it's a beautiful film, a great insight into a completely different world.
And another one addressing a major crisis, that's the disappearing bee crisis, that film entitled More Than Honey.
More Than Honey. This film won the Swiss Film Prize this year, which is like a Swiss Academy Award. We're thrilled the filmmaker is going to be here from Switzerland for this premiere. Stunning film, flying in the air with the bees and into the hives, looking at problems, challenges we have here with the bee shortage this year for the almond harvest in California, the colony collapse disorder. And we're also going to have a local honey tasting with that film before the movie, so it's going to be a great event.
Sounds very sweet. Are you expecting an even larger turnout as this film festival becomes more widely known around the greater Bay Area?
I hope so. We've expanded this year. We're in four venues. Our main venue is the New People Theater in Japantown. We're also expanding to the East Bay this year, to the David Barra Center in Berkeley, and other screenings at SF Public Library for free youth screenings. And last year we did an outdoor screening downtown. It was a lot of fun.
So was there any way for those who don't live in Northern California to participate or to somehow view these films? Will there be any online participation options?
Not at this moment in time. We're all about getting people into the theater and meeting with one another and discussing the issues. We do create some action steps, materials around the topics in the film, and these are available online. Many of the films will be available later in the year in theaters or streaming online as well.
Rachel, are there other green film festivals around the country? Is this one of the first? And give us, since we do have a couple minutes, a little bit of background about what prompted you to take on this challenge. I know it's a huge organizational undertaking, a lot of moving parts to bring something like this together, not to mention to get all the filmmakers in one place.
Yes, there are other green film festivals. There's a very large one in D.C. that's been going for over 20 years and certainly was an inspiration for us to try and create something here on the West Coast, particularly in San Francisco, where we consider we're the heart of the global green movement. And also we have audiences that love their film festivals and coming out and supporting independent film. So it was a really great opportunity to bring those things together and create a new kind of event to get people engaged in the green movement. People often ask, what's a green film? Quite simply, you know, it's films that explore the relationship between people and the planet, and that's what we want to do. We want people to think about the planet in new ways that they haven't done before, whether it's through art, food, water, energy, you know, many different facets in the films that we show.
Another one of the movies I'm looking forward to seeing, hopefully again at the Green Film Festival coming up, is Bitter 77.
Yes, can't wait for that. Story of Tim DeChristopher, who was engaged in an act of civil disobedience a couple of years ago, was then sent to prison for some time for 2 years. He just recently got out in April. And will be with us at the screening in San Francisco for the premiere. We're very excited that you can join us. You know, he really did something very heroic to save parkland from being sold off for gas exploration.
A little bit of civil disobedience went a long way in terms of getting people's attention.
I think so, and in a very peaceful way, and very not, you know, peaceful way of making this protest against something that he thought was wrong and shouldn't happen, and he certainly, you know, was punished for it, and is just a very, very inspiring person. You know, people see him in the film, they realize this is, he's a young guy, he's a student, really he's a new leader, I think, for our generation and for the future of the green movement.
I don't know if you're showing Chasing Ice, so a lot of people who are interested in that film maybe have seen it already, but, you know, that one had a profound impact on people, just not necessarily surprising them, but awing them, us, in terms of watching, you know, the time-lapse photography show us, you know, just how quickly the glaciers are melting, the ice caps are melting.
We did. We showed this earlier in the year. We had a Valentine's Day event. We actually had ice sculptures at the event, which melted over the course of time. And we'll be having those ice pieces back in the venue this year, so that they'll melt during the festival, and it'll give people something to think about and contemplate as they're watching the movies. Particularly something like Vanishing Point, as you were mentioning, up in the Arctic, where the ice melts, creating real challenges for the people that live there.
And we just have a couple minutes left, so another one that we haven't mentioned that caught my eye, I don't think we've mentioned, is one with an intriguing title, Because I Live Longer Than You.
Yes, this is a really inspiring story of youth activists around the world. A boy in Germany who sets up a non-profit called Plant for the Planet, and in the first year they plant 1 million trees, and he's inspired by Wangari Maathai to do this. And then he connects with kids in other countries, all over the world, and it's really about, you know, the power of children to believe in a cause and to support each other and to make a change, make a difference. These kids are amazing that are in the film.
I agree. And really that's the key word, I'm sure, is inspiring for this whole series of films that you're offering. I just want to thank you for doing that. And if you can tell our listeners how they can participate, not too late to get tickets.
So any tickets are still available online. Our website is sfgreenfilmfest.org.
Thank you, Rachel Kaplan, the woman behind the San Francisco Green Film Festival. Hope to see you out there, and wishing you a very successful run.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Betsy.
That does it for this edition of The Green Front. If you've missed part of the show, please go to prn.fm, where the archives live. They also are on the website at thegreenfront.com. And that does it for this edition of the show. Hope you have a great green week ahead. See you in 2 weeks. I'll be running a favorite show next week while I attend to my daughter's high school graduation. That's the only thing more important than being here to bring you this show. So I hope you'll forgive me. Stay tuned. That's it. See you next time.